From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Still no public comment from the White House Tuesday night, hours after announcing President Trump fired FBI Director James Comey, saying he is no longer able to effectively lead the agency. Senator John McCain, a leading Republican, said only that he respects the president's authority to make that decision. Comey, who is in California, has not spoken publicly about his firing. His dismissal comes during the FBI investigation he was heading into a possible connection between Trump associates and Russia in the meddling of the 2016 presidential election. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin.
Any attempt to stop or undermine this FBI investigation would raise grave constitutional issues. We await clarification by the White House as soon as possible as to whether this investigation will continue and whether it will have a credible lead so that we know that it'll have a just outcome.
Comey played a pivotal role in last year's election when he announced the agency was investigating more emails from then-Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton just days before the election. Clinton said last week that Comey's announcement played a role in her election defeat to Trump. President Trump has authorized the Pentagon to equip the Kurdish elements of the Syrian Democratic Forces, a move that places the United States at odds with NATO ally Turkey. A Pentagon spokesperson said Tuesday the Kurdish component makes up more than half of the SDF fighters, would be armed as necessary to ensure a clear victory over Islamic State and Raqqa, Syria. Ankara opposes Washington's alliance with Syrian Kurdish forces fighting the Islamic State. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. South Korean President Moon Jae-in gave his victory speech on Tuesday night to his supporters in Seoul. He vowed to be everyone's president who unifies people and will make South Korea a nation where principles and common sense work. Moon is expected to be sworn in as South Korea's new president after the Election Commission finishes the vote count and declares the winner on Wednesday morning, replacing ex-president Park Geun-hye, who was ousted by the National Assembly because of an alleged multi-million dollar influence peddling scheme. White House spokesman Sean Spicer called acting former Attorney General Sally Yates a political opponent of President Trump a day after she testified. The White House was notified former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn could be compromised because of his contacts with Russia. Trump dismissed Flynn 18 days after Yates notified the White House. Spicer gave a timetable leading up to Mr. Trump's decision to take action.
Someone who is not exactly a supporter of the president's agenda, who a couple days after this first conversation took place refused to uphold a lawful order of the president's, who is not exactly someone that was excited about President Trump taking office or his agenda. And at the same time, we did what we should do. Just because someone comes in and gives you a heads up about something and says, I want to share some information, it doesn't mean that you immediately jump the gun and go take an action. We did what we were supposed to do. The president made ultimately the right decision.
Spicer declined to outline behind-the-scenes White House considerations leading up to Flynn's firing, saying, we've moved on. The White House on Tuesday postponed for a second time a key meeting on whether the United States should withdraw from the International Paris Climate Change Pact, advocated by former President Obama. President Trump has vowed to counsel U.S. involvement in the accord reached by 196 nations, but since assuming power has wavered. The United States is the world's second biggest polluter behind China, and withdrawing from the agreement would severely limit the global impact of the Paris Pact. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Tuesday that American forces in Afghanistan face a determined enemy but are dealing significant blows to the enemy. Speaking at a news conference in Copenhagen alongside his Danish counterpart, Mattis said both the Islamic State group and al-Qaeda are losing ground and power in Afghanistan as the government under President Ashraf Ghani wins the affection, the respect, and the support of the people. Comments from Mattis come as President Trump considers increasing the number of U.S. troops there and intensify the fight in Afghanistan. Trump will reportedly make a decision on the Afghanistan policy at a May 25th summit, NATO summit in Brussels. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.